My next essay was of a somewhat different kind. I took the field in person, being in my 19th year well-proportioned and already beginning to have a sincere relish for poetry, if not for declamation. I had always been a great reader, and in the course of my foraging depredations I had met with The Mariner's Dream and The Lake of the Dismal Swamp, both of which I had committed to memory before I knew it. And one day, happening to be alone with my sister, and newly rigged out in a student's gown, such as the lads at Brunswick sported when they came to show off among their old companions, I proposed to astonish her by rehearsing these two poems in appropriate costume. Being very proud of her brother and very obliging, she consented at once, upon condition that our dear mother, who had never seen anything of the sort, should be invited to make one of the audience. On the whole, I rather think that I succeeded in astonishing both. I well remember their looks of amazement, for they had never seen anything better or worse in all their lives.